Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A solar-powered scam. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I wanted to have money. I wanted to have power. I wanted it all. And it's not worth it. All the millions I made, all the fun that I thought I had, it's not worth it.
If you opened up a magazine in the 1990s, you may have seen an ad for a solar-powered clothes dryer. For a mere $49.95, it could be yours. However, what you actually got might be disappointing. Steve Komisar would blanket ads in magazines offering a solar-powered clothes dryer for $49.95. His ads stated that the scientifically proven space-age clothes dryer was guaranteed to work for 5 years, provided there was adequate sunlight. The devices were described as uses no batteries or electricity, and of course, free shipping. The National Enquirer was a favorite publication for the ads. What did you have to lose? $49.95. What did Steve Komisar send you? A clothesline. A literal rope.
It's like a dad joke that became real.
And is it technically correct? Yes. In the 1990s, a lot of almost just like want ads.
Totally. But even with this specifically, I would imagine there'd be no even
maybe a picture of the sun. There's been several times where I've looked for this ad. I can never find it. Mm. Nobody thought to keep it. I don't know if even Steve Komisar was just like, hey, this is what the ad looked like. Is it technically true? And is there a little bit of genius? I mean, anyone who could pull off a fraud and a scam, I believe, deserves some sort of credit in the fact that they slip through so many cracks that should not be cracks. Unfortunately, people get burned.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part, and that's the despicable part.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think something like this in a different context would be genius, but I also feel like it's like the people that are reading these things, these publications, like, again, I don't think they're maybe as savvy. Kind of like when someone is scamming like the elderly or
something like that.
It feels like a very like, dirty thing to do and becomes a joke when you get a clothesline that you're getting for $50, which at that point too, you know, with inflation is probably
a few hundred bucks.
Yeah. It's like, it's not nothing.
Stephen Robert Komisar was born in 1961 in Beverly Hills, California, and was a former and perhaps, and we'll get to it, current actor and notorious con man. He allegedly made on this solar powered clothes dryer scam $2 million.
Wow.
Which, again, we're talking about inflation. In the 1990s, $2 million, that's like $14 billion today. Can you believe it? I feel like the 1990s was only 10 years ago, but it was 80 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Now it's $4,865,122.92.
Almost $5 million. And allegedly, he kept it all.
Yeah.
Because he eventually got shut down.
Yeah.
Steve Komisar has a long history with scamming, fraud. He was convicted in L.A. federal court in 1983, 1990, 1994, and 1999 for telemarketing scams.
Nice.
It was around his 1999 arrest where he was making the rounds on national TV promoting his book, America's Guide to Fraud Prevention.
Hmm.
At that time, he was going by the name Brett Champion.
Great name. Love it.
I mean, his regular name was fine. Mm-hmm. Brett Champion, that's a name you can trust. Yeah. It's similar to the way Jordan Belfort would go and give speeches after the popularity of Wolf of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Apparently, scams are happening and become more nuanced, and they're constantly evolving, so there's maybe something to learn with them. But Brett Champion, even at the time when he's going around, probably speaking at any TV show that would have him on, mm-hmm. was still scamming.
Yeah, but that scam I'm into. What better to learn about scams and how to not get scammed from a scam artist himself? Down on his luck.
Well, I'll tell you what's not a scam. This break. For example, in 2002, he offered Arthur Baldwin, an elderly retiree from Minneapolis, a chance to invest in a TV show that was in his planning stages. He was then going by the name Gene Reiner. I don't know if that made it seem more like...
Like Rob Reiner?
Yeah.
Carl Reiner?
There's like a little bit of a legacy.
Familiarity.
Yeah.
Mythology.
Oh, that guy, he makes old school shows. He knows how to make things.
Yeah. You think
Norman
he has like
Lear.
Brainstorming sessions about what fake name he's going to go by this year?
Well, he was the executive producer of the International Television Network in Los Angeles.
INN.
Over several I-N-T-N. Months, Commissar persuaded Baldwin to invest more and more money into the making of the show Trends of the 21st Century.
Hell yeah.
Which we're in it right now, baby.
This is the trend.
It was also around that time where Commissar was arrested for scamming investors in a fake TV quiz show involving sports legend Joe Namath, who went on to be like a spokesperson for various things. The part that I find most interesting is his current trajectory, where he goes and he creates PR articles written by, I think the name is like Jennifer Gray or something like that. Could be a fake name. It's like PR Newswire. It's like one of those things.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not legitimate.
It's always a good sign when you have a fake name when you're putting out your stuff for legitimacy's sake.
So we have a couple of these. Mm-hmm. He played a school kid in an ABC after school special. He was apparently in the movie The Warriors as one of the orphans.
Mm.
Also, the thing is like I'm assuming these are – I assume everything he says is a lie.
Yeah.
But Streets of Fire, an 80s movie, Helltown, which is a 1985 TV show in my interest in the worst TV shows of the 80s and 90s and 70s, whatever. Helltown is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Throb, Fist of Iron, Boys and Girls, Catch Me If You Can. So he's been in uncredited parts. He's been in TV shows. Well, he would like to be welcome with open arms to the world of acting and Hollywood again.
Mm.
And he names names of who he thinks should help him.
Oh, let's hear him.
This is from a March 9th, 2021 Globe Newswire. Steve Commissar is best known for being the only Hollywood actor who is also a famous con man.
The only one? No.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of – there's been some recently.
I think what they mean is a mid-level con man who's had only some dalliances with the law and probably squandered any money that he made on it and also kept putting himself out there in different ways.
See, this is why he wouldn't have you write this.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be very flattering for him.
No, no, no.
He knows that getting back into the acting game after going to prison for fraud is not going to be easy. That's why he's asking Hollywood's top A-list directors, producers, agents, and actors for a little help booking some decent acting jobs to get his career back on track again. Commissar says, "This is Hollywood, where dreams come true and underdogs become stars overnight. With a little help, I know I will be very successful."
Maybe start asking for help from the people that you scammed, or start doing something, you know, leveraging your scam stuff, or just keep scamming. I don't know. That seems like all better options.
"Character is what you do when nobody's watching," is a quote from Stephen Commissar.
Ooh, when your character is bad, sir. It's a bad one.
This is a very recent February 2023 EINPressWire.com.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Commissar started out as a child actor in Beverly Hills, California. His mother would drive him and Jodie Foster and Helen Hunt to auditions.
Mm.
Maybe that's – I mean, that could be true.
I don't know. Sure.
Soon, Commissar would be booking roles in movies, TV shows, and commercials. After studying method acting with Lee Strasberg in New York, Commissar became a well-trained acting machine.
That's how every actor wants to be referred as, I would
say. As a machine, yes.
Yeah, an acting machine.
Everyone told Commissar he was a natural and to be patient. because success was coming.
He said, I will not. I will scam people.
Patience was not Komisar's strong suit, so instead of waiting for Steven Spielberg to call him, he uses acting skills to con wealthy investors out of millions. Fresh out of prison for fraud in 2017, Komisar tried to dive back into the acting game, but Hollywood was giving him the cold shoulder. It seemed like nobody wanted to hire a criminal just released from federal prison. So Komisar did what smart people do. He changed course and decided to try something completely different. So while the Jodie Fosters and Helen Hunts were starring in movies and collecting Oscars, I don't know what year he's taught. I mean, they're great actors.
No, this PR, this like press release is so wild and wildly out of date.
You're about to feel stupid. Steve Komisar would be making amends for his wrongdoings by giving back to society.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to start off saying the Make-A-Wish Foundation turned him down for help he was offering.
They don't want his PR?
No.
Shocking.
On Saturday night, February 4th, 2023, Komisar sent a family of four to see The Lion King for the second row, the iconic Hollywood Pantages Theater. The VIP package worth over $5,000 gives the family backstage access, where they had a meet and greet with the cast and received a VIP gift bag filled with Disney swag.
Whoa. Why not first row?
He doesn't want it that bad. He wants Steven Spielberg to call him personally, but not that quick. Like, not that quickly.
Yeah, like, take your lunch.
Like, take your lunch, then
call me. Yeah,
then call me.
Take a breather and then give me a ring. I get it. It is interesting, though. This acting is this man's, like, fallback career. When scamming is not working out for him, he goes back to acting.
His Instagram, which you can easily find. So I looked at it. Mm-hmm. And for a living or whatever, I would audit social media.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone could really do it. You look at it, you could tell what's faked or not.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have on his post 5,000 likes and like one comment.
Yeah.
Seeing the ratios off. Or all the people would be like, it'd be like from other countries, like exclusively. Yeah. And if there are any comments, it would be like, I like, this is good.
Yeah.
It's like robot. It's all bots.
Cool job.
Yeah. It's like, I do like this. It's nice. And I would like to marry this. And he's still scamming and still scheming. And still taking that one little thing, the clothesline thing, which, again, being somebody who's used to be an actor in prison is not a thing that people are shying away from. That's what documentaries are for, reality TV.
It's intriguing.
It's intriguing. Mm-hmm. Podcasts. So I think the thing is, he's like, oh, I would just like to be in an Oscar-nominated movie and be nominated for an Oscar. I would like to do that because, you know, I was in an episode of Helltown playing boy or whatever.
Yeah.
Playing young boy.
How many years
man.
Ago? It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Let me tell you what he's doing. He's being Brett Champion.